Our first reading comes to us from Isaiah chapter 61, beginning in the first verse. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord to display his glory. They shall build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. Our second reading comes from the Gospel according to John in chapter 1, beginning in verse 6. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. This is the testimony given by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "Well then, are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Why then are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals." This took place in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Would you pray with me? O Lord, we do now come to the river. We gather together, seeking your Spirit to wash over us and make us more wholly yours. May your Spirit refresh us. May it provide us with clarity of direction and decision. May it inspire us. May it make us fall more and more in love with you. And in so doing, transform our lives, that we might testify to your light, to your people. God, in this moment, I recognize that I am not the Messiah. I ask that you would lay me aside and speak through me. Speak not just to our ears, not just to our intellects. Change our hearts. I pray this in the name of Jesus, my Savior. Amen. Although from a different gospel, today's John passage is a continuation of last week's message. In it, the Jews send priests and Levites to ask John, whom we know as John the Baptist or John the Baptizer, "Who are you?" And what they're really asking him as he's going around baptizing people is, "Are the rumors true? Are you the Messiah?" And John answers their question, "Who are you?" knowing what they're really asking. And he answers them, "I am not the Messiah. I am not the Messiah." When I was reading this passage in preparation for this week, it hit me differently. It hit me in an entirely different way than when I normally read it. It struck me, this whole passage is about John knowing who he is and who he isn't. It begins, there was a man sent by God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. John is not the Messiah, and he knows it. He is not the Savior of the world. He is meant to testify to the light, to prepare the way of the one who saves. He is not the anointed one, as Messiah is literally translated. This passage is about John knowing who he is and who he isn't. Even when others don't and try to put other titles and other names on him, Messiah, Elijah, prophet, John knows who he is and who he isn't. Perhaps it is also about who we are and who we are not. I am not the Messiah. You are not the Messiah. We are not a Messiah. We are not our own Messiah. We are not other people's Messiah. Jesus is the Messiah. So why do we live as if we are saviors? Shark Tank is a show where people come in with an invention, a product, an idea that they want to commoditize, and they need people to invest in it to make their dream a reality. So they go before these investors, these sharks, these highly successful businessmen and women, and pitch their idea in the hopes of getting one or more of them to buy into it. And, you know, if they really like an idea, they're all fighting over this person, and they're trying to make the most appealing deal to this person so that the person who has the idea or the product or whatever might choose them to work with. So in this one episode, a man comes in with this idea of providing people a space to come on their lunch break or whatever and take a power nap before heading back to work. This might sound silly. Really? Adults need a place to go and take a nap during the middle of the workday? But our society is a go, go, go all the time culture. People need a break sometimes to recharge their batteries before they get back to it. At the end of the pitch, one of the sharks who is regularly on the show, his name is Robert Hurjevic, I think is how you pronounce it, but he basically says, I can't buy into this idea. I get 3 hours of sleep a night. Three. That's all I allow myself. Because if I don't do that, then someone else will get ahead of me. And I'd rather be rich and tired than poor and rested. This mentality is not unique to this shark. We often operate within our society as if our actions can save us. If I just work hard enough, if I just do better, if I just don't mess up, if I just put forth even more effort, if I'm even more efficient with my time, money, and so on, if I just don't sleep but 3 hours a night, then I can pull myself up by my bootstraps and achieve the desired outcome. I can get ahead. I can achieve perfection. And we hold one another to the standard. Work harder, do better, don't mess up, put forth more effort, be more efficient, be perfect, or you have failed. And the world has no problem telling any of us when they think that we have failed. This idea that we can be made righteous only by our own hand is oppressive because we will never be perfect of our own doing. Never. We become weighed down by burdens that are not ours to carry because we're too afraid of what might happen if humanity doesn't step in and save. I'm not trying to say don't help others. I'm not saying our actions don't have consequences. I'm not saying be lazy, sit at home and watch TV and eat Cheetos all day. The message for today is I am not the Messiah. You are not the Messiah. If we really believe that to be true, if we truly believe that Jesus is the anointed one, that Jesus came at Christmas in the quiet of that silent night, grew up to be a teacher and healer and died on that cross to save us from our sin, that he is the Messiah, then we have to make room. We have to make room for him to do his work. This isn't always, or perhaps even usually, made possible by us making ourselves busier and busier and more successful and trying harder. It's made possible when we humble ourselves, when we get out of the way and let Jesus shine. It's made possible when we acknowledge who Jesus is as the moment presents itself, and then we are meant to testify to that light, not to try to be it. I remember one day back in the spring, sitting out on our back patio, enjoying the beautiful weather, eating dinner al fresco. It's one of my favorite things to do. The world was simultaneously frantic and still. My family and I live in Ghent, just off of Hampton. Ordinarily, there is this continuous noise of cars speeding past the busy intersection, tractor trailers rattling as their tires hit the bumps in the road, of which there are many, subwoofers thumping, ambulance and fire truck sirens. There are helicopters buzzing over the top of our house as they head in to land at the helicopter pad at the hospital. Train cars coupling and uncoupling, the occasional blast of a ship's horn as it enters or exits the port. Our neighbors are in their yards doing yard work, using some sort of machinery, a weed eater, a leaf blower, a hedge trimmer. But this was the beginning of the pandemic. Everything had come to a standstill. It was eerie. There was no traffic on the road. It was quiet. I could hear only the birds singing in the trees. And it was glorious. Even as it was also devastating. The silver lining of this virus that threatened to rage across our country was that it invited us to focus on the things that are really important. To savor our time with our loved ones, our health, our time in general. Life is fleeting. To lend a helping hand to those most vulnerable. It gave us opportunity to learn patience. I hate learning patience. It gave us opportunity to be a bit more loving and kind. And to view our place in time within the grand story that God is telling that is far bigger and longer than this fleeting life we lead. And now, it's December. And we're in a rush again. We force the noise and the busy schedule and leave little room for Jesus to do his thing. I find myself in the midst of it all, hearing this familiar, still, small voice saying, stop. Stop. Breathe. Take a deep breath right now. Listen. Wait. Be patient. Do not fear. Have faith. Give it, whatever it is, to me. Don't try to carry this. Don't try to make others carry it. Make room for me. The world says, hurry up. Get to work. Work harder. Demand perfection of yourself and others. But what would it look like if we let Jesus be the Messiah
and we but testified to his light. What would it look like for you? Practically speaking, very specifically, what would it look like for you to let Jesus be your Messiah instead of looking to yourself or to others or to other things? I am not the Messiah. You are not the Messiah. Jesus is the Messiah. He is the light. And we are meant to testify to it. Amen.